Exodus 25, verse 1 to 31, verse 11. Yes, I know it's a very long section. So why am I taking such a massive section of scripture in these short discourses? Well, if you glance down those chapters, you will see it's the revelation of the Old Covenant, the tabernacle, the priesthood, and so on, the incense, the various hangings in the tabernacle, the furniture, and so on. Now, all this is part of Scripture, and it was an essential, a vital part of the Old Covenant. But all this is now rendered obsolete. Christ has come and fulfilled the Old Covenant in its entirety, and rendering it obsolete because he is the fulfillment of it. So these instructions remain in Scripture for our learning as paradigms, as illustrations of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to be careful. We have scriptural warrant for looking at these things and seeing parallels and sometimes contradictions with the new covenant. Christ made this very clear in Matthew 5 to 7. Hebrews is full of this. But the letter to the Hebrews, the writer says in chapter 9, that we can't go into these things now in great detail. And there are those who find in every hook and every loop and every board and every hanging, they find some parallel, they find some shadow to be fulfilled, and they can explain it. They may be right, but the scriptural evidence is not there. So I'm taking the overall view of this passage. I'm not belittling it. It was an essential and vital part of the Old Covenant. But I'm trying to draw abiding principles for us today from this revelation of the Old Covenant. And I'll do so under several headings. In this discourse, I want to speak of this. All had to be exactly according to the pattern revealed by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. All had to be as God laid down. That is a great mark of the Mosaic Covenant. Everything had to be according to the pattern, the plan, just as, it says, God revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai. You'll get this in chapter 25, verses 8 to 9. Chapter 25, verse 40, 26, verse 30, 27, verse 8, and so on and so on. Read it through and you will see. And if you go into the New Testament, Acts 7, 44, Hebrews 8, 5, you'll find the same point is driven home. Moses and the Israelites built this tabernacle, set up the worship, the priesthood, the sacrifices, not according to their own inventions, but according, exactly according, just as the plan, the pattern that was shown to Moses by God on Mount Sinai. And this is a tremendous principle, and it comes right across the scripture. It applies to us, brother and sister, in the new covenant. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Christ declares that all power is given unto him. Therefore, we have to go. We have to obey him, and we have to teach and preach the gospel. Why? For the conversion of sinners. And then when they're converted, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Read Matthew chapters 5 to 7. Read John chapter 12 to 16. And you'll see Christ laying down his law. Read the rest of the New Testament, and you'll see the apostles arguing out the scriptures for us, the law of Christ. Brother and sister, this is our pattern. This is our rule. This is our system. This is our law, the law of Christ. As the Hebrews were under the law of Moses, so we are under the law of Christ. As they had to build and act and work and worship exactly as God said, so must we in the new covenant. It's essential. We must all bow before the word of God. There are many applications of this. They fall into two camps. One to the unbeliever. Unbeliever, you think, don't you, that you can invent your own way to God. It seems to me, that's how the chorus goes, it seems to me, well, I think like this, do you? I should stop thinking like this and stop thinking like that and start obeying the word of God. God commands you to repent of your sins. God commands you to look to Jesus and be saved. God invites you to. God pleads with you. God begs you. God's urged you to do this. But he commands you. God commands all men everywhere to repent. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. You see, are you going to obey God? Or are you going to go in the way of the world, the inventions of men, your own scheming, your own plans? Are you like Nietzsche, looking for a philosophy to find your way to God? Receive God's philosophy. Receive God's wisdom. Receive God's revelation. That's the lesson I find from Exodus 25, verse 1 to 31:11. Submit to God in his word and trust Christ, repenting of your sin, and do it now. That's the word I see for unbelievers here. But what about the church? What about believers? What a word for us today, my friend. We must submit to God in his word. The pattern must be as God has laid down in his word. What for? Our lives, for the church, for our families, for our worship, for everything. Today it seems to me that many churches are looking to the world. How does the world run its affairs? How does the business world run its affairs? How does show business work? How does TV run? What do the films do? What's PR these days? Let's copy them. It works, it works, it works. Rubbish. We must not invent our own worship, our own ways. Will worship is called in the New Testament. Colossians speaks of it. It seems to me, even in the church. No, no, no. How has God revealed it? Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, to God's word, in other words, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. What is the pattern? The confessions. No, it's the word of God. Well, these confessions are great. They're old. They're substantial. They've been believed by many. I dare say. But the pattern must be exactly as God has revealed. It's not as we see. It's not as we think. It's a lasting ordinance. Of course, the old covenant was only lasting until Christ. But this principle comes over. Christ speaks of it. He said, people worship me, he said, worship God, not according to God's revelation, but according to rules men have made up. He's quoting Isaiah 29 and verse 13, Matthew 15, 1-9. You see, it's in the new covenant, it's in the prophets, and it's here in the old covenant. What is? Obey God in his word. Submit to the Lord. Let God be true and every man a liar. Brother and sister, this must be our way. Not the confessions, not our philosophies, not our theologies, but God in his word. Joseph Hart put it this way. Let me read this hymn to you. Say, Christian, wouldst thou thrive in knowledge of thy Lord? Against no scripture ever strive, but tremble at his word. Revere the sacred page. To injure any part betrays with blind and feeble rage a hard and haughty heart. If aught there dark appear, bewail thy want of sight. No imperfection can be there, for all God's words are right. The scriptures and the Lord bear one tremendous name. The written and the incarnate word in all things are the same. So, my brother and sister, we look at Scripture and we see that Moses did everything according to the pattern showed him in the Mount. In the days of the New Covenant, let us be nowhere behind Moses in this. May we take our Bible, see Christ in the Word, and obey him in all his law. May we be men and women under Scripture, under Christ. And may we live it out in every aspect of our lives to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, indeed to the glory of the triune God. May we not strive against any scripture. May we not make any confession or any man-made system or any thought of our own to be the rule and pattern. May we live according to scripture, according to Christ's revelation, and may it all be for the glory of God. Amen.